Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The Supreme Court meeting on these vaccine mandates has huge implications. And I'm telling you guys, I've warned you, be careful of being too optimistic with this 6-3 supposedly conservative court. This decision is as much a no-brainer as Obamacare. And like Obamacare, it might not go our way. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to. I'm not a pessimist. I'm just telling you, this is a worldwide conspiracy. This is bigger than our court. This is a world court. And the people controlling this, the people who have black book on all of these Supreme Court justices and understands, you know, what can influence them, whether it's them directly or indirectly. It isn't just, think about one of these justices. It could be something, not something they did, but what about something they threatened with their kids or their grandkids? I know, this is scary stuff. The bigger issue here is very simple. You don't have to believe me. I understand it. Some people are still of the, oh, Kevin, this is a conspiracy theory. You know, we've been trained to think, oh, and if it sounds like a conspiracy theory, then the person must be kooky who's delivering it. Now, I know most of you listening to the program know I'm no kook. You know, I come to my conclusions very judiciously. But it can sound conspiratorial. And I'm going to tell you, the issue here is very simple. It is population control. It's population control. Pure and simple. And at the level of SCOTUS, people are going to ask them to look at the big picture. Don't look at it from the standpoint of this vaccine mandate. Look at it from the standpoint of how are we going to maintain this population? And this is the only time we're going to be able to do it because the veil has been pulled off of this. I've said this before, I'll say it again. Left to the sodomites, and this is the way the elitists think of us, we would breed ourselves out of existence. Thus, all the things implemented to keep the poor and the ignorant killing each other is the reason that they've done it. The reason why they study down to the level of DNA is so they can try to influence behavior. Think of it this way. What if you knew that you could study the human genome and you could find the gene that made somebody want to commit murder or made somebody want to, you know, be a criminal? And you could control that gene pool. And we could create a world like that movie. What was the one with Sylvester Stallone where there's no crime? The police do nothing but get cats out of trees or whatever. Anyway, I forget the name of the movie. But what if you could create that world? What if you believed you could create a world with no crime? Would you try it? If you knew you could tweak the DNA and do that, would you feel that you were doing something for the greater good? There you go. So right now they're saying, well, look, if we can limit the population, that's one thing. If we could continue studying, maybe we could influence behavior. Part of that influencing a behavior is getting you to be a slave, a drone, just like a worker ant. But look, I don't think you ever look at an ant. Most people don't. And you see it going out and foraging, and you see that trail that the ants have left because so many of them have gone down that you know, strip, leaving their pheromones, whatever they call it. And they come back, and you see them going and coming. And that's what they do every single day. I don't think most people look at those ants and go, man, that would be so boring. Why are they doing that? Why don't they just leave? Why don't they just escape and go do something on their own? Well, one is they probably wouldn't survive. I'm just guessing here. So if you want to use the ant analogy, you can be trained to believe that if you go against the grain, you won't survive. And the other thing is, who's to say that drudgery, using my finger quotes, isn't what we do? Let me ask you. Before we look at these ants and go, man, they go out and they forage every single day. Ask yourself, what did your mom or your dad do for a living? Was your dad a truck driver? Was your mom an accountant? What did they do? Whatever it was, I want you to just imagine every day they did the same thing. For you, it looked like the same thing because it was. And the only difference between us and the ants is occasionally we take a vacation or we go to a soccer game or we do a song. We go hang out with friends or we catch a movie. But the majority of your life is ant-like. It is. And people realize this. The elites realize this. If we give you just enough, you'll forget that you're an ant. And that's what they're doing. And so the population of the, well, it's not a hive, the colony, the ant colony is the only thing that needs to be regulated. How many kids are being born, you know, what, everything. And look, Hollywood's talked about every part of this, every aspect of this issue has been looked at. Hollywood has talked about it. And it came from a screenplay written by somebody who was probably close to it. This didn't come from somebody's wild imagination. This came from some scientist who went, I'm going to write this under a pseudonym. And we get all these Galaga and all these other things in time, all these movies that explain what's happening. It's no secret. Civilized people, folks, have as many children as they can afford. They give proper care and guidance to those kids, excluding Mormons, who, you know, can be people of means, but they have a lot of kids. Catholics used to be this way, but they're no longer having as many kids as they did in the past because so many have bought into the idea of contraception and abortion and, for the most part, abandoned their faith. But the average knucklehead out there that's just having babies, like these guys knocking up girls, you know, 13, 14 years old, having 15, 16 kids by 8 different women. That's what the elites go, we don't want that. And this is a cabal. So anyway, as far as SCOTUS goes, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'll tell you, don't be surprised if it doesn't go our way.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The emperor has no clothes. The veil has been removed from the COVID, a.k.a. Wu Flu nonsense. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. The Supreme Court is actually ruling on this, and we have a Supreme Court justice who is so stupid. Appointed by Barack Obama. Baby Black Jesus appointed Sotomayor. She's so stupid, she's quoting data that doesn't even apply to the case. It's wrong data. Psaki was asked about this, and I just want you to hear how politicians respond to the tough questions. Because here's what you should be asking. How could a sitting judge on the Supreme Court be so stupid to not have the right data? And if so much misinformation is out there floating around, why isn't she misquoting? Why isn't she quoting right-leaning information? Why is she saying things like this? Here's Psaki's answer.
I know you don't want to weigh in on ongoing litigation before the Supreme Court, mm-hmm. but not long ago in this room, the Surgeon General told us that COVID misinformation was a public health threat. I'm wondering if the White House is at all concerned, given Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor's remarks about the Omicron variant, that maybe the danger is being overhyped and your message is not getting out.
I think I just addressed this. Didn't I answer this question?
You answered it. Are you worried that there is misinformation that is being spread so much so that even a sitting Supreme Court justice has an inaccurate picture of things?
Again, I'm just not going to weigh in on a specific legal argument made in the court.
Was that an answer? Did I miss it? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Here's what I'm going to deliver for you today, and I do each and every day. I'm going to deliver you the ability to discern the BS from the truth. See, that was a BS answer. What do you mean weigh in? Sotomayor had the wrong information. What we are going to do is make sure that all the justices have the correct information so they can make a legitimate ruling on vaccine mandates, which, by the way, are completely unconstitutional, unethical, immoral, and a host of other things. What is so difficult about this? Do you need to go get a law degree to know that you shouldn't be able to tell somebody to get a poke of something they don't want? It's medical rape. It is medical sexual assault. That's what this is. Medical assault, not sexual. But you get what I'm saying. I know you understand the meaning here. Everything is pointing to exactly what we've all been talking about. Today, you're going to get both barrels, not from Kevin Jackson. No, I did not load the weapon. The Democrats loaded it for me. Ongoing litigation. That's her reason for not saying, you know what, you're right. It's horrible that a Supreme Court justice may make a decision that could impact the public based on completely, and I'm talking about so far-fetched, erroneous information, we should be appalled at this. We should be in fear. And let me tell you, conservatives, do you need some ammo? You need a black man to tell you what to do? Tell these idiots, the person that they think is the best litigator, one of the top legal minds in the country, can't even get her data right. What, does she not have enough clerks? Does she not have enough staffers? Maybe they're all sick with the Wu flu. Maybe they're all dead from the Wu flu, Kev! Man, this is a wealth. I don't even... Daily. I would tell you, oh yeah, it's taking 2 weeks to get the next drop of information. It doesn't. Every single day, you learn something new, folks. And here's... Well, I take that back. You learn something that you already knew in your heart of hearts, or that I, Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Network, told you, because I had the guts to tell you. Why? I got no dog in this fight. If the data were so good for Wu Flu and we were dropping like flies and that vaccines worked, I would be on here going, guys, I know five of my friends who died from the Wu Flu, and it is very dangerous. And I'm going to tell you, even if the shot can kill you, you might want to take a look at this thing because blah, blah, blah. That's what I'd be saying. If it were legit, it ain't legit. It isn't me trying to take some sort of philosophical. I've put my flag in the sand, you know, whatever, or flag in the concrete. This is my stance. The vaccines don't work, and that's it. If the vaccine worked, if suddenly the data proved it, we all started dying, I would absolutely flip in a second because I am not vaccine, you know, like, oh, I ain't going to take it. Democrats hate that we have the smarts to look at things. And there are things that they've been able to sell us on because we believed in government. We believed. They had us for a long time. We were on a slow, you know, I mean, bacon, boil, whatever you want to look at. We were slowly cooking. And then they just went crazy. They just decided, woohoo, let's go get them. Well, let me tell you, they miss something. And they're never going to get this back. And this is why this is so important. It's called morals. It's called ethics. It's called character. It's called credibility. Look, if you ask me, if you say, Kevin, has it cost you to be fired from Fox? I would tell you point blank, absolutely. Millions of dollars. It cost me millions of dollars. I had people that supported my charity because they saw me on TV, and I would crush leftists. I mean, I just would. And they stopped supporting it because there's no longer any celebrity. I don't have the celebrity I had. They can't say, oh, have you seen my friend on Fox? And it was easy. I can weed out the people that really cared from those who did, you know, who were just there because I was on TV. Because I'm not on Fox anymore. When I was told by Fox, Kevin, if you'll, you know, capitulate, you can keep your job and all that. I knew all the ramifications. They even warned me, Kevin, this is a career decision here. And I said, no problem. I'm done. I won't take it back. Now, you can take from that what you want. But what I'll tell you is I would be millions of dollars richer right now had I done that. And I'm going to tell you, my wife, she was like, you know, babe, whew, you know, it's a big decision. And I said, maybe it is, but it isn't for me. And will my life be easier financially? Absolutely. In every way. Could have had projects. I wouldn't have to get funded. I wouldn't need whatever. It's okay. God will take care of me. He'll take care of this movement. Because that is who we have to have people like this. And I'm not just saying me. We have to have people who are willing to say, I'm not selling out. I'm not tooting my own horn here, even though I'm happy to. But I will tell you, I'm glad people like me exist. Because character, integrity, morality, ethics mean something. Doesn't mean you're not mistake. You can't make mistakes. Doesn't mean you're not flawed. But what it means is there are people out there who get it and who say, look, I'm not trying to pass any misinformation. I want you to be able to discern the truth.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The new year hasn't stopped ongoing food shortages. Shortages at grocery stores and empty shelves across the country continue. This as coronavirus cases continue to surge and winter storms have piled on the supply chain struggles and labor shortages. There's growing talk about potential terrorists being caught at the Texas border with Mexico. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham bringing it up this week at a Judiciary Committee hearing.
We've had dozens of people on the terrorist watch list come across the southern border.
This as our crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, Graham saying it's just a matter of time before someone on the terror watch list makes it across the border into Texas without being caught.
International terrorists are going to come here and kill a lot of Americans if we don't change policy.
This is USA Radio News. Senate Democrats are trying to adjust the Senate filibuster to pass election reform legislation. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson points out Democrats were supporting the filibuster when the GOP controlled Congress and the White House.
32 Democrats at the beginning of the Trump administration signed a letter that said, you know, imploring Republicans, don't eliminate the filibuster, the unlimited debate. Don't destroy our institution here. 32, 27 of those Senate Democrats are still in the Senate. And now what are they asking to do? They're asking to destroy the Senate.
Democrats argue that election reform laws passed by GOP-controlled states like Georgia and Florida make it harder for Americans to vote, particularly members of racial minority groups. AAA reporting the national average for regular gasoline is at $3.37 a gallon, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats have massive problems, folks. Their own people are starting to call them out on the nonsense of Wu Flu. The Wu Flu numbers, the vaccine numbers, the hospitalization numbers, all of it. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Go there, get your free t-shirt if you're new to the program. If you're not new, go get a free t-shirt. Send us a note. We'll send you another one. I don't care. Extreme Takeover White House Edition. I'm going to tell you, we are exposing these clowns for everything, every trick they've ever tried, and it's coming to fruition. Don't believe me. Here they are calling themselves out. This is Jake Tapper.
So the hospitals are still stretched thin because of this, so I'm not trying to take away from that. But if 40% in some hospitals, 40% of the people who have COVID don't necessarily have problematic COVID. They're there because they got in a car accident. They're there because, right, you know, they bumped their head. And they're being included as in the hospital with COVID. That number seems kind of misleading.
Yeah, I agree, Jake. It surprises me that they have not been able to parse out that data more carefully. I think the data that Dr. Olensky is quoting is from New York State, and we've been following that data as well. And I can show you what we've seen, sort of tracks with what she said. But out of all the patients that are in the hospital, about 57%, these are COVID patients, admitted because of or complications from COVID, 43% admitted for other reasons and then diagnosed with COVID. I think, you know, there needs to be transparency about that in terms of for or with COVID. The only thing I will tell you, Jake, again, working in the hospital, is that at the time someone has been diagnosed with COVID, even if they didn't come in for that reason, it does take up a lot of resources then in terms of infection protocols, personal protective equipment, more testing, all that kind of stuff. So even though that may not have been the initial impetus to bring them into the hospital, it just requires a lot of energy and resources on behalf of the hospital staff and the testing and all that sort of stuff. So we need to get better about being able to see this data. New York State, I think, is one of the few states that's presenting it that way for or with COVID, but other states should follow suit. The American Health Association says they have a hard time sort of separating out that data, but clearly New York State's been able to do it. Other states should do it as well.
Yeah, we're 2 years into this, and we need the clearest picture possible. If somebody's in the hospital with a broken leg and they also have asymptomatic COVID,
yeah,
that should not be counted as hospitalized with COVID, clearly.
Clearly. Even Jake Tapper gets it. 40% don't have, quote, problematic COVID. You want to know what that means? Asymptomatic? Did we go through this before? You want to know what asymptomatic means? It means they didn't have it at all. But what did Dr. Gupta go on to say? He's surprised the data hasn't been parsed out. And by the way, in New York, it's 44%, not 40%. 44% of the people that go in there for a broken leg or a pulled hamstring, they test, and then suddenly what happens? You get into the COVID protocol. This is how they rationalize getting that $39,000 per patient that they treat. He says it takes up resources. They got protocol. It takes up energy and resources. Let me tell you what that means. They waste money. If you went into the hospital, and let's say you went for a broken leg and it turned out you had the flu or the common cold, which is the new Omicron, unless it's Deltacron, and we'll get to Deltacron again more in a bit as a joke. But if you went in there for those, for the cold or flu, there would be no protocol. People would, they may mask you up or something like that, but there'd be no protocol. There'd be no jumping through hoops. They'd say, oh, you got a little flu bug. Oh, okay, well, whatever. The doctor might wear his mask or they may disinfect, but they're not going to spend 30-something thousand dollars. The reason why these hospitals want to get that COVID, that seal of approval, it's 44% of these patients in New York, means a crap load of money. Your money going to fix that leg or to take care of that, you know, who knows, high blood pressure or whatever they're suffering from. But that hospital just made a crap load of money because they tested you and got the seal of approval. Now, what do we know about tests? We already know. They don't work. Asymptomatic means you don't know you have it because you don't. Why would anybody present this data to begin with is one of the questions Gupta asked. Let me ask you, where was this data? Why don't we know, oh, this guy can't, I mean, if you're going to take, they make it sound like it's so difficult to get to. If you go into the hospital, you got a broken leg, and they test you and you've got asymptomatic, finger quotes, COVID, which means you don't have it. They should just say, guy came in for a broken leg, but he had COVID. Number one issue here, number two here. Is it killing him? Is it doing anything to him? Is it impacting his life in any way or her life? Nope. Okay, forget about it. It shouldn't be counted. Or you can count it if you want. I mean, look, the numbers are so skewed in every direction, I don't know whether I want them to count them or not count them. But here's what I do know. The number of people who've contracted COVID, and I've said it before, millions more than they report. The number of people who died from it, hundreds of thousands less. And I'll get to that in a bit. Did you know this? Hashtag expose Fauci was trending on Twitter the other day. Do you understand how big that is? A leftist Gestapo-led social media site dominated by leftists, including their so-called fact checkers. And you can get hashtag Fauci is a fraud or what was it? Expose Fauci to trend. And it trended over Project Veritas, who, like me, has been kicked off of Twitter. So a group that's been kicked off of Twitter got enough people to trend on their story about Fauci and these beagles that even leftists couldn't stop it on their own site. That, folks, is huge. Eric Metheny, you won't know him. He's just, you know, he's not a blue check mark guy. He's just a regular guy. But here's what he said, what he tweeted. You've been lied to every step of the way. Fruit bats. 15 days to flatten the curve. Car accident victims being labeled as COVID deaths. The vaccine is safe. It will stop the virus. If you take it, you can't get sick. The government will never mandate it. Hashtag expose Fauci. See, people are getting it. Speaking of this, oh my gosh, I wish I had the staff to do this. I wish I had the staff to not only gather this information, but to make everything in my brain that I want to create. Because we would be replete, I mean, just full of amazing stories. I mean, whoa, the people who could go in, the people who want to tell their stories about these hospitals and the fraud that's going on. There's a big story circulating right now out of Arizona of doctors reporting about the medical system saying this is the biggest scam we've ever seen. It broke on the Gateway Pundit. It first was in NPR. A friend of mine who is broke the story, she wrote it. It got picked up by NPR, then it got picked up by the Gateway Pundit. Maybe we'll talk about it later. But here's Joe Biden himself telling you about the vaccine.
You're okay. You're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Yeah. That was your pathological lying, finger quotes, president telling you a blatant lie. Blatant. And for the record, you don't even have to, you could say, well, Kevin, he didn't know at the time or whatever. Let me tell you something. You cannot speak in those terms to the public about something like this. We are all individuals. So you could say, look, the vast majority of people will not get COVID or Wu flu based on if they get the shot. I mean, that's something I'll buy into. I'll at least acknowledge. But you're not going to get it. See, that's trying to give you a level of security. You go, oh, well, heck, he said it. You're not going to get it. Did you remember the 60 Minutes thing we did on swine flu just yesterday? Yeah. Get the shot. Everybody, let's get the shot. And now, I swear, I want to look at every COVID commercial that these clowns have created, that they're selling. Most of them are meant to sell black folks. I'm surprised at the end of it they don't have a QR code to go get your chicken and your red Kool-Aid from your favorite chicken joint, because it is so pandering, it's ridiculous. But they're being found out. And this guy, Eric Metheny, who said, fruit bats, 15 days of flatten the curve, car accident victims being labeled as COVID deaths, people with bullet wounds who died from shots, bullet wounds, counted as COVID deaths. Then they told us the vaccine is safe. It'll stop the virus. I just played you that clip. If you take it, you won't get sick. Then they modify it. Well, if you take it, you won't get as sick as you would have gotten. Well, how can we prove that? How can you possibly prove that? That's a statement you can't prove in any way. So it's easy to make that.
Well, it would be much better if you got,
you got it. Well, see, I know I told you you couldn't get it, but now that you got it, be glad that you got it, because if you got it, it probably would have killed you. Or maybe it wouldn't. We get into the next segment. I'm going to show you even the leftist so-called comedians, they're starting to get it. They're starting to realize, you know what? Maybe that Fauci isn't quite as credible as we thought he was.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You're okay. You're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Yeah.
We have two vaccines that are really quite effective.
The mRNA vaccine, highly effective, extraordinarily efficacious, 94 to 95% for mild to moderate disease, and virtually 100% efficacious, because the real-world effectiveness is even more impressive than the results of the clinical trial.
And Dr. Fauci, lastly, we know the best way to keep safe is to be vaccinated. But what are your guidelines for the upcoming holidays? Will you be giving out Halloween candy? What do we do Thanksgiving, Christmas, and the other holidays?
Well, Martha, I believe strongly that it, particularly in the vaccinated people, if you're vaccinated and your family members are vaccinated, those who are eligible, and that is obviously very young children and not yet eligible, that you can enjoy the holidays. You can enjoy Halloween, trick-or-treating, and certainly Thanksgiving with your family and Christmas with your families. That's one of the reasons why we emphasize why it's so important to get vaccinated, not only for your own safety, for that of your family.
And now, where's Fauci on his guidance? Check this out.
When you talk about exposure and quarantine, if you are a person who is vaccinated but not boosted versus a person who is not vaccinated, because of the greater degree of protection that you would have gotten from being boosted, they're treating people who are vaccinated but not boosted as the same risk of those who are not vaccinated at all.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. So we're seeing that, what does it matter what Fauci says? Get the shot. You need to get the shot. It's more efficacious if you get the shot. If you get the shot, go enjoy your Thanksgiving, your Christmas, your New Year. Hang out with other people that have gotten the shot or whatever. Oh, by the way, remember they told us, if you get the shot, well, you can't be a super spreader. Not only can you not get it, you can't give it. And guess where everybody's getting it? Everywhere they get the shot, suddenly the numbers are through the roof. I'm going to point out these lies. Hospitals are overflowing. The hospitals overflow all the time anyway in a big city. Have you ever been to a big city emergency room? It pretty much is overflowing no matter what. And I don't want you to tell anybody, but see, big cities have this one major problem. Democrats. Yeah. See, Democrats are prone to bad behavior. They're prone to drive-by shootings and stabbings and muggings and carjackings and DUIs and a host of other things. Because in Democrat-controlled cities, they've lost their sensibilities. They don't want to help solve crime. They want to defund the police. They want to let more criminals out. Why? Well, can't have those criminals getting the dreaded Wu flu. I mean, it might cause a lawsuit. So, give me your scenario, and I dare you, get the most amazing epidemiologists, virologists, thinkers, Harvard graduates, Harvard professors that want to debate Wu flu, have them on this show, have them call in, I swear, I will dedicate as much time to them as they want, and they will go down in flames. You will watch little Kevin Jackson, who's only got degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math, but I'm no Harvard grad, even though SMU calls ourselves the Harvard of the South. Whatever, okay. But I'm no Harvard grad, but I promise you, get the most brilliant minds on this on board, and I'm going to chew them up and spit them out. I'm going to chew them like my grandpa's chewing tobacco. Bing! They're easy. I've already given you the data. Look, if anybody were to go back through and play clips of Fauci then and now, Biden then and now, Democrats then and now, from the Trump era to when they became... Look, it's one thing that they deviated from it during the Trump era. It's a whole other that they've deviated from it during the Biden coup. They still can't get the story straight. And as I've warned you, they're in a rock and a hard place. Because you want to build the economy, right? We got to build the economy. Build back better. We're going to build back better. But they want to build the economy, but you can't build an economy when you keep people scared. When you tell businesses, hey, you may not be able to fly your passengers, you may not be able to open your bar, you may not be able to have those conferences, etc. When are you going to do it? So now they're trying to scale it back. Trying to scale it back. And maybe it isn't as dangerous as we thought. Maybe we need to start removing people from the spotlight, getting people's mind off of Omicron, etc., etc. I think the Democrats have realized that they're dragging toilet paper on the bottom of their shoe. We know where they've been, and we know they did number two because we can see the stain on the toilet paper. We can see it. It's right there. So their lies are being exposed. And I got to tell you, folks, it's no longer just us talking about it. I played that clip from Jake Tapper earlier. Jake Tapper is saying, wait a minute. Hold on a second. How dare you give us this fake data? You think this is going to stop? You think, look, we've talked about this and to the point of ad nauseum, but I'm going to repeat it because it's okay. You got barf bags, I'm sure. Okay, I'm going to test you. Jen and Napolitano. Oh. Jen and Reno. So we've talked about this data. And why is data so important? Because they used it against us. That's the reason why it was so important. That's how they created the scam. See, you weren't going to be afraid of Wu Flu if you found out that millions more people had it and didn't die from it. We're talking less than 1%. Now, that's not minuscule, but it's not huge. It isn't like, I don't know how many people die from Ebola, like the death rate of Ebola, but I'll put it to you this way. It's more than 1%. It's probably 20, 30%. Somebody look it up. Don't trust me. I don't know the number. But it's bigger than 1%. I'll bet you that. I'll even bet you this. I bet you it's bigger than 5%. So whatever that number is, if you had a 1 out of 20 chance or a 1 out of 10 chance of dying from something, now you got my attention. But 1 out of 100, and oh, by the way, that's for the most susceptible. And not even the younger, because typically when it's a disease, it's the youngest and the oldest. This one was mostly the oldest. It was very selective. We're going to get into that in a bit when we talk more about what the CDC director said. But how can you create this panic over something like this? So the numbers never jived. And I think Candace Owens got a lawsuit against Facebook for fact-checking her and saying, oh, you were wrong. She was right. But, I mean, she's no more right than I. From the moment that this thing broke out, I said, guys, more people are getting it and fewer people are dying, statistically, both directions. This is a glorified flu. And now we're going to get the stats. I'm going to get to that in a bit. But before I get to that, I want to drive home that it is not just us anymore. It is Jake Tapper and Dr. Gupta calling it out. And here is one of the biggest Gestapo vaxxers, a guy that thinks of himself as a funny man, who's been nothing more than a talking head for the left, and here's what he had to say about Fauci. Oh, wait, before we play that, I'm going to play my clip. You guys got that clip. I already talked about this, but let me just tell you how the late night comics finally catch on. But here you go. Omicron has morphed. Are you aware of this? It's fused with Delta. They're calling it Deltacron. You can't make it up. There's a new transformer. Omicron Chi is now transformed into Deltacron. Is it a Greek-Chinese hybrid? What is it?
The good news is that most experts out there think this steep rise in Omicron will be followed by a steep decline, right, Dr. Fauci?
I would hope, I can't predict accurately because no one can, but I would hope by the time we get to the fourth week in January, end of the third week, beginning of the fourth week, that we will start see this coming down.
Can you be more specific? That's like your horoscope reading, Capricorn, you will make a connection with a handsome stranger, or not. Maybe it will give you a disease. No one can predict accurately. But, sure. But Omicron could be over by Groundhog's Day, which would be just in time, because scientists in Cyprus have found 25 cases of a strain of the coronavirus that they say combines elements of the Delta and Omicron variants that they're calling
Deltacron. Deltacron, also the name of the disappointing Transformer who turns into a delayed flight for Atlanta.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.